In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in.
Groovy, baby!
Groovy. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
Oh, yeah, when life was great. My opinion. My first song is a pop song that was recorded by Crispin St. Peters, a British pop singer during the summer of 1966 when it went to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Here's the Pied Piper.
You with your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on, baby.
Up next is a song written by Ray Davies and performed by the Kinks. Released in 1967, it peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Top 10.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Whatever.
Here is Sunny Afternoon.
Taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on the sunny. Summertime.
gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Ay, 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 I am the Frito Bandido, I like Fritos corn chips, I love them, I do, I want Fritos corn chips, I'll get them from you.
Arriba, arriba!
Arriba, arriba! Okay, my next song became popular in 1963. It hit the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It was recorded by the American doo-wop group Randy and the Rainbows. Enjoy, Denise.
Psychedelic Lollipop is the debut album by the rock band The Blues Magoos.
Ooh.
And is one of the first records to have the word psychedelic on the sleeve. How about
ooh.
That? Ooh. Their single, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, was their most successful effort, rising into the top 10.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Here's a song off that album, Queen of My Nights. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
My next song was performed by Billy Bland.
I bet you it's going to be a bland song.
Rum pump. In 1960. It reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and the song ranked number 51 on Billboard Magazine's Top 100 Singles of 1960. Listen to Let the Little Girl Dance.
It's a wallflower on the shelf, standing by herself. Never had the nerve to take a chance, so let the little girl dance.
Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She never danced before, so let her on the floor. Let the little girl dance. Let the little girl dance. She wants to give it a try, so let the little girl
bite.
She's been a little wallflower on the shelf, standing by herself.
Next is a song by the Beatles. Maybe you heard of them?
Oh, I think I did.
It appeared as the fourth song on their 1969 album, Abbey Road. Although not issued as a single in either the United States or the United Kingdom, it was huge in Central America, Portugal, and Japan.
Oh, this is going to be a good one, huh?
Again, I bring you an international hit.
Oh, gosh.
Here is Oh, Darling.
Oh, darling, please believe me, I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by okra. Yes, when searching for a repulsive vegetation to liven up an otherwise tasty meal, more people choose okra than any other semi-edible. This announcement paid for by the National Association of Farmers, who want to see how many dumb city slickers we can convince this gunk is actually food.
Here is a song that was recorded by Lou Christie and became a hit in 1966. It went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in February. The RIAA certification for this song on March 3rd of 1966, garnering gold status for selling over 1 million copies. Enjoy Lightning Strikes. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.